Watcher, and the biggest possible welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And we're going to start with a brand new Cyrus Chestnut album.
Thank you.
That was the Bobby Hutcherson compo, Little Bee's Poem. So on this track and a couple of others, Vibes man Steve Nelson is added to the piano-based drums trio. This was recorded in Brooklyn, New York, Feb 2017. And this Jazz Depot album is called There's a Sweet, Sweet Spirit. The Little Bee is Bobby Hutcherson's young son, Barry, by the way. The Nut man Cyrus Chestnut is the leader and pianist. And he has two of his long-term collaborators with him, Buster Williams bass and Lenny White drums. Here's another recent recording. This is a very well-known song, but on this version, it may take you a little while to recognise it.
Oh, set me up now, baby. I got a story to tell about a dirty old dog. Sniffing around me and everything. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping round my door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. How you like that? You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high class, but I could see through that. And daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, been snooping round my door. You ain't nothing but an old hound dog, snooping round. Look cute all you want, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. I'm telling you, you better listen.
Recorded September-December 2016 at the Royal Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. The singer was born in Memphis, and the title of this OK album is Memphis, Yes, I'm Ready. And it was much easier to recognise that song, Lieber and Stoller's Hound Dog, than I suggested before I played it for you. Something about the opening line, you ain't nothing but a hound dog, was an oversized clue. But it was very different to the original, wasn't it? Dee Dee Bridgewater was the singer, Gary Going guitar, Jackie Clark bass, James Bishop Sexton drums, and Lawrence Boo Mitchell on electric bongo, sizzle cymbal and tambourine. Plus a bunch of horns on the other tracks and some wonderful Hammond B3 work by Charles Hodges. Let's run back to 54. was live at the Jazz Mill, Phoenix, Arizona, a 10-day residency for Barney Kessel, an amazing coup for the fledgling jazz club, as Kessel had just finished a near 2-year stint with Oscar Peterson. It's just Barney Kessel and the Jazz Mill House Band, who call themselves, fairly inevitably, the Jazz Millers, Pete Jolly piano, Gene Staffel bass and Art Kyle drums. This session was recorded by young engineer Jack Miller, no relation to the Jazz Millers. But, as far as I'm aware, these sessions weren't released until 2016. We heard, as you well know, Hoagy Carmichael's Stardust. There are many musos that have a real crowd-pleasing closing song. And yes, I should have kept this for our closer. But let's enjoy it right now. Recorded live at the Pit Inn, Tokyo, in December 74, and it's on the Japanese label East Wind. The song, Bleecker Street Theme, is a Cedar Walton compo, and yes, that was the great man himself on piano, and he kindly told us he had Sam Jones on bass and Billy Higgins drums. And after that great song, you know it's the last one of the gig. He's completely done, even though the enthusiastic Japanese audience wants more. I only ever saw Cedar live once, and he was truly outstanding. Tokyo to Stockholm now. Warning though, you will enjoy this. Thank you. So, what can I tell you about that song? You'll be pleased to hear very little. It's a Swedish sonnet LP called, in Swedish, Arne Domnares Spelapovel Ramel. All the songs were written by Ramel. He, of course, is Baron Povel Carl Henrik Ramel, a Swedish entertainer, also a pianist and composer, and a composer mainly of novelty songs. That one was called, but not pronounced like this, Ta Avdev Skorna, recorded in gorgeous Stockholm, March 76. Arne Domnares, alto and sometimes clarinet. Klaes Rosendahl, tenor and flute. Rune Gustafsson, guitar. George Rydell, bass. Ed Thigpen, another graduate of the Oscar Peterson Trios, on drums. And I wish I could tell you more. In the middle of these liner notes, all in Swedish, naturally. In the middle, three words in English. Okay, so what? Couldn't agree more. And I must tell you, and I may well be alone in this view, I thought the opening was like the Magnificent Seven theme. Next, Ben Tucker. That was the title song of this March 63 Hollywood recorded LP, Baby, You Should Know It. The leader, bassist Ben Tucker, had to wait 33 years for his second recording as a leader. Here he's billed as Ben Tucker and his quintet. So please let me give you the names of the other seven musos. Victor Feldman, piano. Ray Crawford and Tommy Tedesco on guitars. Larry Bunker, vibes. Vibes are popular this week. Bobby Thomas, drums. Carlos Valdez and Rafael Lemos, Latin percussion. Ben Tucker only made three albums as a leader, but he's on hundreds of albums as a much appreciated and respected sideman. Next up, Mabe, Harold Mayburn. Thank you. And that was the Bobby Timmons compo, Dat Dare. Do you remember his brother, Dan? Recorded as a piano solo by Harold Mayburn for the Japanese Venus label, December 2006. The album, on vinyl, is called Misty, and I so nearly played you the title song. Next we have Al Cohen. Intriguing newly released Fresh Sound album called A Tribute to the Jazz Poetry of Don Joseph, Don Joseph being the cornetist throughout this album as a sideman to four separate leaders, Chuck Wayne, Jerry Mulligan, Dave Schildkraut, and yes, I also thought Dave Who. His main and only real claim to fame is that he appeared on a Miles Davis recording session, April 54. That session became part of the album Walking, the fourth leader on this album being Al Cohen in May 54. We heard Golden Touch, that had Al Cohen on tenor, Don Joseph cornet. He sometimes played trumpet, but seldom owned both a trumpet and a cornet. And in fact, when he recorded with Mulligan, Jerry had to lend him a cornet, as Don had pawned his to feed his ghastly heroin drug addiction. Milt Gold on trombone, John Williams piano, Teddy Kotick bass, and Art Mardigan drums. Quincy Jones wrote Golden Touch, by the way. It's Ellington time.
Thank you.
and that's from Ellington's Liberian Suite. That was dance number 2. There are 5 dances in total, plus the best-known song of the suite, I Like the Sunrise, all recorded December 47. We had a jazz version of a rock classic earlier, Hound Dog. Here's another.
There goes my baby with someone new. He sure looks happy, I sure am blue. He was my baby till she stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. I'm through with love, I am through with counting the stars above, and that's the reason that I'm so free, my loving baby is through with me.
Yeah.
Bye Bye Love was a big hit for the Everly Brothers. Here, oddly, it's on an album dedicated to Ray Charles. The leader, vocalist and pianist is Shirley Horn, Gary Bart's alto, Charles Abel's guitar, Tyler Mitchell bass and Steve Williams drums. Recorded April, May 93 in New York. Heinz van Herman is next. The Heinz von Herman Quartet in the Dösendorf Jazz Club in Austria, October 2006. And with all respect to Heinz, I included that song, Du und I, because the recording is dedicated to Eli Lucky Thompson. This is a 2-CD album and all of the songs are associated with Lucky, a man who is acknowledged by jazzers as one of the masters and yet spent most of his career jobbing around in Europe. Vienna-born Heinz, but domiciled in Germany, understood the importance of Lucky, and this is a heartfelt tribute. Heinz plays a variety of saxes and flutes, baritone here on Du und I, Erwin Schmid, piano, Uli Langthaler, bass, Mario Gonzi, drums. Let's have a fun vocal.
Miami Beach, Florida. Night train, we're gonna take a trip up north and we're gonna swing. Come on. Yeah, I hear it's snowing in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Come on.
And that's from the one and only LP by Willie Restum. He did, however, release a couple of EPs, one in 54, one in 65. This recording at the Dream Bar at the Dream Lounge in Miami, Florida, shows him to be a bluesy, funky baritone player who inspires his audiences. And his dress sense was similar. High socks, shorts and bright striped shirts. And that's it. That's all that's known about Willie Restum. And absolutely no knowledge of his bandmates whatsoever. We heard Night Train. Do you think we ought to have at least one song that's festive? As a slight diversion, I must say that the Christmas lights along Regent Street are the best they've been for years. No, not an important point, but here's an upbeat version of Away in a Manger. Singer Alexis Cole, who I saw live just last week, is the leader, but here happy to share the limelight with Mark Finkin, who sings and plays piano. Christian Howes sings but doesn't play his violin. Gottfried Stoger, tenor. John Menigan, bass. Alvin Atkinson, drums. Jeff Haynes, percussion. Away in a Manger, as you've never heard it before.
Rejoice! 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 The Lord has come.
As ever, I'm delighted you could join me, and I'd like to think that you can rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.